of people were tarred on this show.
Home of America's Most Powerful Weirdos?
I don't want you hanging around with these ignorant idiots.
Could be.
Those people are nothing but vile, cheating, lying scum.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
That's not very nice. 7 more days until the 50 Shades of Grey. 8 more days until Valentine's Day. Better line that up. And 13 days until the Year of the Sheep. Oh, yes. Can't wait for that. And we've got another month until Daylight Savings Time rolls around. And enjoy the rain while it's here. Okay, so, as I mentioned, we only have a week until the 50 Shades of Grey. And I don't know. This is kind of shocking. Well, maybe not really. The 50 Shades of the Good Old Mixie Dixie. And it doesn't open until next week. But guess where the most pre-sales, people snatching up tickets to see the 50 Shades of Grey, are happening, according to Fandango? You got it. In the South. You'll be shocked at the number one state. Well, maybe not. You know, I can tell you this, the online ticket seller, who's analyzed its advanced sales data state by state and released this list of the top 10, it's much larger than they expected. I mean, it's going to hit it right out of the park. By the way, this is an NBC Universal movie, so maybe that'll take the heat off of Brian Williams a little bit. We'll get to that in just a second. But here we go. So, where are all these tickets going? Well, 10th, Tennessee. 9, Iowa. 8, South Carolina. 7, North Dakota. Well, they want some 50 Shades. 6, Louisiana. 5, Alabama. 4, Kentucky. 3, West Virginia. These are the pre-sale tickets for 50 Shades. 2, Arkansas. And where are all the pre-sales coming from for 50 Shades? The vast majority from the state of Mississippi. Oh, my God. Bust out the paddles in Mississippi, everybody. And so 1 week to go. So get your tickets before all the people in Mississippi take them away. By the way, if you plan on screening the 50 Shades in costume, the costumes, you should probably leave the whips and the paddles and the spiked gloves at home, because most theaters are not going to allow that. Chains are probably out too. Yes, a spokesperson for AMC Theater says, while we welcome those guests who want to show their excitement for the film by dressing up in costume, we do not encourage it, and we do not permit weapons, real or fake. Well, yeah, obviously that would be a good idea. Or props or costumes that would make other guests feel uncomfortable or detract from the movie-going experience. It's all going to be a little odd, isn't it? Anyway. Yeah. And the women who want to see it, are you gonna take your boyfriend? Is this going to be the Valentine's Day thing? You know, I'm sure that there are some men who are thinking, oh, well, you know, here's my chance to get my spank on. Let's take her there. And that's good. And then there are guys who are like, oh, my God. Oh, hell no. I hope she does not ask me. Please, dear Lord, do not ask me to take you to see the 50 Shades. All right. Where to start? You decide. So, Will Smith helps Jimmy Fallon remain the king of trending. And I got to tell you, Fallon is killing it. I don't know which team you're on. Are you on Team Fallon or Team Kimmel? I have my spin on this. But he is the trending king. Fallon is. 80-88-10. If you've picked a side, I'll give you my thoughts in a second, but here's the deal. Last night, Fallon and Will Smith did the cover to the 1989 song, It Takes Two, Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, using the iPad. The app was Looper, which is awesome. And it allows, you know, to layer the sound and then play it on a loop. And the pair turned it into a performance of the classic rap song. It was just fantastic. And I'm telling you, I don't think he's going to ever want to leave L.A., and I don't think he does. Watch him slide back. It's an incredible thing. It's just been one hell of a week. And so, you know, begs to offer, Team Fallon or Team Kimmel, here's Jimmy with Will Smith last night. Woo! Yeah!
Are you ready?
Yeah! They loop this first.
I want to rock right now. I'm Will Smith, and I'm J-Val.
mean girls yes. adore me. I mean even the ones who yes. never saw me. Like, wait, that around yes. that show. It's a reason why
man, I don't yes. know.
So let's go.
I love it. So that's Team Fallon, and also it was really great because last night on the Tonight Show, they had all California NBC anchors read funny fake stories, which is...
A new survey shows that only 10% of Americans are thinking nah, while 90% are thinking, oh, hell yeah.
A new medical study shows the cure to getting rid of a hangover is to never stop partying.
Doctors all around the country have issued a warning that you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
It was just announced today that every time I start talking, I turn into a cartoon bear who can only talk about how great rock and roll is. Isn't rock and roll the best?
A, B, C, D, E, F, goat, H, I, J, K, elemental pizza, Q, R, S, T, U, velociraptor, W, X, Y, zucchini.
And finally tonight, let's run away together. Let's just forget all of this nonsense and go live on an island somewhere in the Bahamas. We'll start all over and come up with a secret language that only we understand and hug each other all day long.
All California NBC anchors, including San Francisco. It was fantastic. And then, you know, on Sunday night, and this is why he's the trending king. On Sunday night, with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart after the Super Bowl, they did the epic lip sync battle that, you know, with Ferrell attempting to mimic Beyonce's dance moves with Drunken Love. Just, again, nailed it. Super trending. And then on it was Tuesday night, yeah, when he did the impersonation of the legendary Neil Young singing Old Man and actually joined Neil on stage. And also, I will play this for you coming up, the bit from and the skit from Saved by the Bell. Absolutely. Hands down. Nailed it. He's just running away with it. So I have to tell you, so here's where I am. I was forever Team Kimmel, and I love Kimmel now. And when he first came on, I thought, well, I did because I didn't really follow him on Comedy Central or wherever he came from. And so, you know, I was a little skittish, but started to fall in love with him. And then Jimmy Fallon, same thing. Didn't really know Jimmy. Didn't really know his act, working and doing other things. But, you know, now it's really, really difficult. You need a DVR. You know, it's watch them both, really. But if I'm watching it live, like I am now, because I'm in a hotel, yeah, I mean, I find myself watching Fallon. I don't know where you fall, Team Fallon or Team Kimmel. But nonetheless, it's... It's hard to ignore some of the things that have been going on. So coming up, I'll play the skit and the Where Was Screech and Lisa from Saved by the Bell reunion. Oh, they were too busy. Really? And a lot more as we continue with a late show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show. In just a minute, we'll be back on KGO 810.
It's like I'm a mirror. My mirror's staring back at me.
It is the late night, late show wrap up, everybody, on the Drex Radio Show. Coming up, you know, have you heard of these Kidz Bop albums? They've been around for a long time now, you know. I mean, it's a massive franchise. They've got 27 volumes of regular Kidz Bop compilations, and they've got more, and I'm going to play some. It seems inappropriate to me, but nonetheless, coming up here on the late show, late night wrap up on the Drex Radio Show. So, as I said, yes, so the number one trending thing of the week, and it is once again Jimmy Fallon, Team Fallon, with the Saved by the Bell skit with the actual cast. Now, Jimmy reunited some of the Saved by the Bell cast on The Tonight Show, and he had a flashback to his high school days at Bayside. Mark, Paul, Gosler, Zach, and Mario Lopez, Slater, Elizabeth Berkley, Jesse. Even Kelly was there, and Mr. Belding, big as a house, but nonetheless, they all showed up in his flashback.
Well, that leaves you, Jimmy. Who are you taking to the dance?
Guys, I actually have to tell you something. I'm not going to the dance. Why not? I'm moving to New York. to be a comedian.
You're leaving Bayside?
Yeah, I mean, I love it here, but I want to be on Saturday Night Live. Host my own talk show. Who knows? Maybe one day, date Nicole Kidman.
You are a comedian. I
mean, tell me about it, Slater. I mean, Jimmy going on a date with Nicole Kidman is like Jesse becoming a stripper.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and apparently she did. But nonetheless, not really. But everybody wonders, well, where was Screech? That's the only thing. I was not a big Saved by the Bell person, but I did remember where the hell is Screech. And Lisa Turtle, she couldn't make it to film. Here's what they're saying. They're saying, well, they were way too busy for all of that stuff. But really, is it that or that they were just probably not invited? Dustin released his own sex tape, did some reality junk television, and, you know, he did the scandalous tell-all book about his time on the show, which included a lot of stuff about the other cast members that they've totally denied. And in December, he was busted for pulling out a switchblade in a bar fight. And I don't know, he pleaded not guilty last week. And meanwhile, Lark allegedly has struggled with bipolar and some drug issues or whatever. But they say the discolored face rumors and all of these bizarre things. But in any event, the whole thing was that they weren't available. Or probably they just were not invited. And then we go to Team Jimmy Kimmel. Still love, as I said, I love Jimmy Kimmel. And here's this week in unnecessary censorship.
Russell Wilson told us the halftime was so long, he took his uniform off. Put a clean uniform on.
Seahawks coach Pete Carroll is sitting in a dark room right now sucking his
This is the stat graphic of the day. So sit back, take your car in your hand, and just take this in, ladies and gentlemen.
We might be in the dead of winter, but mother is alive and kicking.
I really enjoyed Mila Kunis. I would like to Mila Kunis way more.
Today is National a Mailman Day.
Ironically, it's also National with a Friend Day. So
weather may have played a part in a whole explosion that sent one man to the hospital.
I think when my son starts girls, that's when the kiss on the lip stops for me.
And that was completely unnecessary news, of course. And by the way, they brought up Pete Carroll, and I love that. The Seahawks coach, Pete Carroll, says that he made the wrong call. And Pete Carroll is responding to people saying that he made the worst call ever from the Today Show. And here's what he had to say, if you missed it.
It was the worst result of a call ever. The call would have been a great one if we catch it. It would have been just fine, and nobody would have thought twice about it.
Yeah. Well, then why did you make the call?
We have a whole mentality that we develop to get to that point in those situations that we've practiced hundreds of times, so that when we get there, the thinking is clear, we're sure of ourselves, we're on point with what we want to do. I made the call that comes out of the process of the preparation and the practice. I think that we're going to do exactly the right thing, or we won't call the play. We won't go with the concept. We won't ask our guys to execute it. So that preparation allows me to trust in the players that they're going to do the right thing and make the right decisions, so that I never make a call thinking it's going to go bad.
And then, of course, I mean, you know, he had to, fess up to the fact that it brought him to tears.
Have you allowed yourself to have that one moment lying in bed where the tears flowed, where you're smiling at me, but I mean it. Has there been that moment?
Yeah, that's happened at that 4:05 mark on the, you know, that hit, you
on
know,
Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that's when there was a break where I allowed, you know, I allowed all of the rush of it to hit, and really, in essence, just sharing the energy with everybody else's feeling.
Match.com equals latch.com. That coming up on the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. So I was talking about this website. They come up with inappropriate songs that appear on the Kidz Bop albums. And this franchise, as I said, is just absolutely massive. And this is where they you know, they water down the versions of popular songs. Sometimes they change the lyrics to make them more kid friendly. Still, some of them are still too dark and too sexual. It's really weird. I mean, here's an example of them watering down Anaconda.
This one is for my schoolgirls with a big brain in the primary school. I said, when my big brain schoolgirls in the primary school. I don't care about the dumb schoolgirls. I don't care about the dumb schoolgirls in the primary school. I want to see all the big fat brain owning schoolgirls in the primary school. I don't care about y'all if y'all don't say what, here.
Okay, I think that'll be enough of that. So then they also did Locked Out of Heaven. I mean, if you've, of course, this was huge for Bruno Mars.
Swimming in your world, something spiritual.
There's Bruno doing it the way it's supposed to be done. So that's his version. And then here's the Kid Bop.
Swimming in your world, something spiritual. I'm born again.
No. Okay, and then finally, yes, we had the, My Immortal. Let's hear it.
When you cry high, wipe away all of your tears. When you scream high, fight away all of your fears. I've held your hand through all of these years, but you still.
On the chalkboard, right? Yeah, I think so. All right, well, coming up, we will continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. Uno momento, please, on KGO 810.
Don't
so you're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. It is the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. Well, let's see here. Why don't we take a look at some Get a Gig news here. And we have a survey here, the 10 strangest questions people have been asked in job interviews. Let's play Get a Gig. All right. So a recent survey asked 2,000 people for the strangest questions they've been asked in job interviews. See if this rings a bell. Here are the top 10. Let's see. Which video game character would you like to be and why? Really? Who would win a fight, Superman or Batman? Do you wear jeans outside of work? Yes, and inside too. What do you do if the sun? What would you do if the sun died out? Yeah, these are very strange. What dinosaur would you like to be? Do you like to sing in the shower? How do you feel about blood sports? Do you stop for yellow lights? Or hit the gas. Well, we know what the answer is here. Hit the gas. If a hippo fell in a hole, how would it get out? Really? And finally, one interviewer asked people to bring a toy with them and explain how it reflects part of their personality. Oh, my God. It's just... That's when you say to yourself, I think any of the above. Next. I'll go home. How about I go home? You take the gig. And by the way, speaking of stupid news, we also have the 10 most common reasons job interviews don't go well. These kind of make sense. Number 10, I knew nothing about the company. Well, yeah. I showed up late. Number 9, you're not going to get the gig. 8, I couldn't answer a lot of their questions. I couldn't stop blushing was number 7. The interviewer was too rude. Well, sometimes they do that on purpose to see how you would react. Number 5 is I kept tripping over my words. Number 4, the person interviewing was and seemed bored. That's a bad sign. 3, I said something stupid. Okay. Number two, I felt intimidated. Well, there, I think a lot of them want to do that. They want to see you sweat, right? And the number one reason that job interviews don't go well is I didn't know what to say. Well, you just got to dance. Don't be shy. And speaking of, I couldn't answer a lot of their questions. From Conan, yes, we have footage of Brian Williams taking credit for other people's accomplishments.
But then, 5 years ago today, a plane landed in the Hudson River here in New York City. And Captain Brian Williams was hailed as a hero for his perfect emergency landing. We have witnessed a test of human skill and endurance. Brian Williams completed what's been roundly described as the most difficult free climb in the world. The great American novelist Brian Williams gave us a great American book, To Kill a Mockingbird, and then he disappeared. Charlie Sifford has died. He was often called the Brian Williams of golf. He was the first black player on the PGA Tour.
That's awesome. So in case you missed the latest, the Sharks are swimming. Yes, they are. So, you know, NBC is doing their own internal investigation now. They're hanging this dude out to dry. Faux show. No doubt about it. It's getting hot in here for him. It's turn his furnace. And by the way, the Sharks are swimming. Guess who's already queuing up for the gig? Katie Couric. That's the word. You know, I mean, her show Katie ended in 2013. That didn't work out well. And then she went to Yahoo to be their global anchor. And, you know, she was supposed to be this internet sensation for Yahoo. And they're not happy with her performance. But, you know, I felt that was a stretch to begin with. But, you know, she wants back in the big leagues. So she seems to be the number one candidate in the school of public opinion. Or whatever that means. Nonetheless. And then there's Lester Holt. But a lot of people look at Lester as a cable news guy. But I think Lester would be fantastic. And then, of course, there is always the hope, I'm sure, that NBC, the internal people, are thinking maybe there'll be a big story this weekend and it'll all blow over like this storm. And Conan talked about Brian Williams lying about being shot in that helicopter.
Y'all heard Brian Williams is having a little bit of controversy.
Yes.
Yeah. Brian Williams has admitted he embellished a story about being in a helicopter that was shot at in Iraq. Yeah, Williams says the helicopter part was true, but it was a coin-operated helicopter outside of a Chuck E. Cheese. Brian could be in trouble with NBC, with the network brass, yeah. But I'm not worried about him. He's getting advice from his daughter, Allison, on how to survive a chewing out. Now, folks... If you're confused about that joke, watch Girls, Season 4, Episode 1, 4 minutes, 40 seconds in.
Peter Pan, yeah. Okay, or that. Conan, of anybody is not going to be pulling for anybody at NBC. I think it would be him, that's for sure. Okay, so if you thought Congress was full of pointless, childless bickering, well, you're right. Did you hear this two congressmen doing the smackdown during a hearing? Yeah, during a Rules Committee hearing in Congress a few days ago, Republican Representative Alec Hastings I'm going to play it for you, but he's just laid into this Texas Congressman, Michael Burgess, and the entire state of Texas. I mean, he went after Texas. Apparently, Hastings was impatient that the House was trying to push through another bill repealing Obamacare. And here's a clip of Hastings and Burgess talking smack. I mean, this is just awesome.
Now, I don't know about in your state, which I think is a crazy state to begin with, and I mean that just as I said it.
But, Madam Chairman, the gentleman made a very defamatory statement about my state, and I will not stand here and listen to it.
Well, fine. Then you don't have to listen. You can leave if you choose. I told you what I think about Texas. I wouldn't live there for all the tea in China, and that's how I feel.
There is no reason at all to impugn the people, the governor of a state of this country, and I will await the gentleman's apology.
You will wait until hell freezes over
the gentleman
for me to say anything in an apology. I would apologize to you if I was directing my comments to you. I was commenting about the state that you happen to be a resident.
I believe the gentleman.
So I will not apologize.
The gentleman from Texas controls the time. I mean, you. I just do not see the value in a member of this Rules Committee hurling invective towards a state and its people and its governor.
And the congressman, yes, Hastings, you know, doesn't like Texas rules for women about owning love toys. Now, this is censored.
Evidently, I touched a nerve deep in the heart of Texas, and I would ask them to tie a yellow rose around it and do like Frozen and let it go. One of their cities has a law that says that women can only have six dildos and the certain size of same. And if that ain't crazy, I don't know what is. Somebody called me from Texas and told me because of my comments they were going to cancel their reservation to Disney World. How absurd is that? Consider the fact that I'm a native Floridian and that I dislike it. But listen, I wouldn't live in a lot of places. Texas happens to be one of them. I have cautions about living in Florida, and when I retire, I'm not so sure I'm going to stay there.
No, I don't think that. Wow. Yeah. So they're both nutty wacky, as far as I'm concerned, Texas and Florida, right? Okay, right on. I've got to take a break, and we'll be back with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810.
He's talking about it, the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Two congressmen, at least I hope you did. If you didn't, you missed it. You'll have to pull it up on the web. Yes, go to KGO.com. So, but... let's turn about as fair play. Here's, go ahead, Patton. It just tears into Florida. Have at it.
Florida.
Just for Texas. Make them feel better.
Look, the only reason to visit Florida is to identify your daughter's dead body. That is it. Nice. Yes. Yes, you heard me. The state flag of Florida should be a coroner holding up a sheet and then two parents just going... like that, just screaming. And then there's a flamingo in the bottom right-hand corner with sunglasses going, yeah. And then in Latin, it says, why did she go into porn? And that's the state flag of Florida. It's all, God, Florida is a vestigial sack. It's a anatomical sack that America's testosterone and anger drains into. Drains into.
And then you got Nine Hun. Okay, well, turnabout's fair play. And there you go, state of Texas. So some show business garbage here. So O.J. Simpson was bummed when he heard that Cuba Gooding Jr. was going to play him in the new series American Crime Story. That's right. You're not the only one who was disappointed when you heard it was Cuba Gooding Jr. who was going to play O.J. O.J. was pretty bummed, too. I'm not really bummed. I think Cuba's a good choice. But a source says, quote, O.J. was left with his mouth open when they picked Cuba. And he said, well, why would they choose somebody like that to play me? And O.J., of course, had his preference, and that would not have been Cuba. He wanted Denzel. He was insisting that it be Denzel Washington, as if his insisting would have anything to do with it. But nonetheless, it's going to be Cuba Gooding Jr. And by the way, American Crime Story is from the creators of American Horror Story, and it's going to follow the same format with each season being self-contained with the stories. And of course, in this case, the stories will all be based on real crimes. So they say, and so we will find out. All right, so let's check out some stupid news. We've got stupid news. I need to have a little jingle made up for stupid news. People younger and younger are getting tats. They're getting inked, and the tattoos seem to be getting worse and worse. Here's a sign of the times. Now people are posting from their high school yearbooks online, and a lot of high schools feature students with the best tattoos, or as they're showing on a lot of high school sites, just showing off our ink. Well, this story says it's bad enough that so many kids in one high school have all these tattoos, but they have really poor ones, and they're poorly done. A lot of them not even prison quality. I don't know. I mean, it's a sign of the times, isn't it? I mean, you know, I don't know how you stop it as a parent. What are you going to do? Don't do it. But once it's done, there's no turning it down. Gotta love this story. So 44-year-old Chad Svan of Waterford, Ohio, has a pig named Millie that he's raised since she was a piglet. And he clearly loves her. He's got pictures of the piglet all over his Facebook page. Now, there's some cuddling going on, some pig cuddling. Okay, it's a little bizarre. But Chad and Millie got into the worst fight ever on Saturday when Millie found out Chad's weed stash was gone. And apparently, Millie ate all of it. So Chad promptly had a meltdown. He was so pissed he was eating and he got sick. And then he drank an entire bottle of Everclear. Now that is, in case you don't know, 190 proof grain alcohol. Then his wife, Heather, called the cops and Chad was going to hurt himself. Yes, the guy with the pet pig and the weed obsession has a wife. And Chad fought with the cops and they showed up. So he's arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Well, at least he's not facing any drug charges because Millie ate all of the evidence. Let me see here. Speaking of stupid criminals, I feel like it would be, you know, I don't know if, who wants to be friends with these people? It's because it's awfully hard to find somebody who loves more cheese. I love cheese. I don't know if you do, but so this 21-year-old Joshua Caldwell of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and his 21-year-old wife, Erica, were busted after shoplifting from a Walmart in Georgia last week. They stole 10 bottles of Tide detergent, some clothing, a candle, and 57 blocks of cheese. 57. The cops did bust them, and they had to hide the cheese all over the car. Can you imagine this? And they were in the floorboards, under the seats, in the baby's diaper bag. They were both busted. And I don't think anybody really knows what happened or why they needed so much cheese, but apparently they did. All right, so moving along here, let's go to the Match.com. Match.com. Equals Latch.com. According to Match.com, and some of this is, you know, I think a little surprising. Match.com just released their fifth annual study on being single in America. Here are some of the results. 58% of the guys, nearly two-thirds, would want to date a woman who's much taller than them. And 87% want to make, you know, and get into a marriage and a relationship with a woman who makes more money. I'm a little shocked that, I mean, back in the day, that would never have happened. And 87% would date a woman who's smarter. And 90% would date a woman who asked him out first. So the times are a-changing in some positive ways. That's a good one. 82% of people using online dating, that went through the roof in 2014, versus 49% of the people who didn't use online dating. Only 6% of people, you know, met the last person they went out with at a bar or club. So it's all about the online dating, obviously. And 90% of the men and 97% of women say sense of humor is the most important thing. Next would be obviously physically attractive. And then 57% say taking excessive selfies is a big turnoff. So be careful with that. 51% said people research a new date beforehand by going on Facebook, of course. 48% of men and 40% of women have sent someone a sexually explicit message. 35% of men and women have sent sexy photos. Got to be careful with the selfies. And be careful out there driving. All right, we're going to take a break, and we will be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.